Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com. Well, our listeners know what this show is all about. It's real ideas, real people, real business strategies, and real success stories on the legendary 77 WABC. Well, it's all about sharing business and marketing strategies to be successful and get you ahead in today's business world. Each week, we feature a high-profile guest and ask them the questions that are in your mind. Special thank you to the show's producer, Pesach Tropper, the content creator, Mira Bauman, and Cirilli Saflis here, who handles the video production, and of course, to the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays an important role in the development of the show. Special thank you to, well, last week actually was the year-end wrap-up. That was an incredible show. 2 weeks ago, we had John Hewitt, the CEO of Liberty Tax Service. The podcast is available at WABCBizRadio.com. It's all up there. And in fact, all the previous episodes are on the iTunes store. You can easily get to it by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Again, WABCBizRadio.com. While you're there, there's a pop-up to get a chapter from my new book, So What's the Bottom Line, for free. All you got to do is put in your email address, and it's there. So What's the Bottom Line? It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, local bookstores. It's there by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Well, let's get to tonight's guest. And actually, heading into now, this show is the first show airing in 2016. Couldn't think of a better guest to get than my very good friend, Jonathan Gassman, JG. A little bit about this incredible guest. Actually, listeners of this show have heard his name probably at least 20 times by now because he was very involved in landing some great guests that we've had, Jeffrey Hazlett, Steve Sadoff, David Yale, to name a few. There were more. Ken Romanzi. There were many, and JG had his fingerprint on this. And again, a special thank you. But now we have him in the studio. What a treat. Jonathan Gassman is the CEO of Gassman Financial Group. That is a group that has actually been around for nearly a century.
Three generations.
Yep. Wow. Jonathan has decades of experience guiding clients with strategic advice, counsel, and perspective to create financial security in their business and personal lives. Jonathan is a co-founder of G&G Planning Concepts, a financial planning firm and one of the leading wealth management firms in the city. He's also the chief financial strategist at Pierre Core Solution. How he divides his day, we'll find out in tonight's show, or day and night, because I just don't know how he gets it all in. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you're guaranteed to walk away with real takeaways on how to start the 2016 right with sound financial advice on how to create a financial plan, how to invest successfully, and pre-retirement strategies you should be taking now. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to JG, Jonathan Gassman. Jonathan, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, my friend Yitzhak. I am so excited and delighted to be here today. I've been looking forward to this.
And, thank you.
I love everything you do on this show. You have the most amazing people. You ask the most terrific questions, and you get to the heart of the matter very quickly, very deeply. And as a result, you give people some extraordinary tips.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, as far as landing some great people, I'm going to throw that compliment back to you. You had a big hand in this, and I genuinely appreciate it. And the listeners, the thousands, many thousands, tens of thousands out there, all appreciate it. And really, you get a big thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Let's jump into some, and we're going to tap into your real-world know-how. And again, I shouldn't say in your strength, because you have a strength in so many areas.
Thank you.
I can't just say your strength, but I think it was a couple of weeks ago, I noticed a tweet that you had sent out, 11 reasons why year-end tax planning matters. Now, we are in 2016, but this is relevant anytime because you can never, be early to jump in and really plan yourself correctly. So I'm going to ask you, you had a quote in there, while good tax planning may help you save money, it can also help you achieve a variety of other financial goals. What did you have in mind when you said that?
You know, for the most part, unfortunately, a lot of people, when they think about planning, they think everything is tax motivated. Mm-hmm. And we look at that as it's secondarily as part of an overall plan. Taxes should not be the primary factor in why you act on certain things. So as I began to look at strategies, products, solutions that we bring to, you know, our clients and people that seek our assistance, we realized that it really isn't all about the taxes. So there are things that people should be doing now, regardless of the tax impact, in terms of helping them build wealth, mm-hmm. whether they're a business owner, whether they're somebody just graduating from college, starting out their life on the long road ahead, whether it's somebody that's just had a child, or whether it's somebody who's taking care of a parent. There are so many things that people need to consider to make smart choices about their money that go beyond just taxes.
It's a great point you're saying, because I guess people in general, I mean, we're all humans, and we have a habit of kind of looking at it like, uh-oh, it's the tax man. It's all about that. It's how do we save something? But you're saying, don't just look at it that way. You say, wait a second, let's have some vision here. Let's look down the road. It's not just all about we could save a few dollars.
Yeah,
let's
and sometimes look. It's about just pay the tax today and be done with it. You know, a lot of people look at a lot of tax deferral techniques, mm-hmm. such as contributing to their 401k, putting away money for retirement, socking away money for specific things, putting money in a 529 plan for college education or whatnot. And all they're really doing sometimes with some of these strategies mm-hmm. is just kicking the can down the road. Because who's to say, right, when you retire, you're going to be in a lower tax bracket? I give you the blessing, Yitzchak, that when you retire, you should be making millions of dollars and you should be in the highest tax bracket possible. That means you made a lot of money. So it's really a function of making smart financial and sound strategies, and that comes along with that are some terrific tax benefits.
Now, as we on that note, as we welcome in 2016, what are some of the top tips that you would recommend to the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Well, I think there are some simple, single, doable things.
Okay.
And one is create a plan for yourself. What are your top 10 goals for the current year? And you know me, being a graduate of a lot of different programs,
yep.
it's all about results. Anything other than a result is an excuse. So identify top goals, 5, 10, whatever it may be, whatever you think is achievable, lay them all out. So the first thing is identify what your top goals are for the year, and then break them down into simple little chunks that you can bite at every single day. Do something that will help you achieve that particular goal that you have in mind. Maybe it's for retirement. So it's about saving money out of every paycheck, right? So mm-hmm. you contribute to, let's say, a 401k or a 403b plan. So as long as you create some goals, that's the first step. Then after you've created the goals, every quarter, every 90 days, sit down and reevaluate. You know, here's where I was, here's where I am, now I have to fine tune and course correct, and you adjust. So I think the key in anything that we're going to do is creating some goals. You know, if it's in your head and you don't commit it to writing or you don't tell other people, the probability of it probably happening is next to zero.
I mean, you're reading my mind, because I'm saying to myself, my next question is going to be, how important is it to put it down and commit it on paper?
I think it's huge. I mean, you're a business owner and you know what it's like to run an operation and have a team of people that, you know, you're the leader. You have followers. So for you to lay out the grand master plan, the 10-year, the 5-year, the 1-year, the quarterly, it motivates. It inspires the people to take action. It's also ensuring that people are rowing the boat. You know, they're rowing those oars in the same exact direction that you want it to go in. Because again, without telling people what the goals are, everybody's going in a different direction. So I think it's really important, you know, especially as a business owner, as an executive, or even managing your own financials, your own mm-hmm. finance, mm-hmm. you got to be the captain of your ship and you got to take responsibility.
From your perspective as the CEO of a financial planning group, what are the biggest financial challenges that business owners and executives face today?
Well, I think for every business owner, the key is finding the right people and putting them in the right seats on the bus. You know, a lot of founders of companies are terrific visionaries. But in order to implement and get the result, they really need to hire what we call vision runners, people to take the idea, make it real, make it tangible, make it recur. So I think as we deal with a lot of business owners and executives, it's not always just about the financial goals, but it's about operational issues that arise. So finding the right people is the first challenge I think we all have. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you find that right person who's going to do the best job and really operate in their unique ability and give me the best result? I think the second is, you know, for business owners and entrepreneurs especially, is what we call the bright, shiny object syndrome. You know, squirrel, and all of a sudden they're pointing in a different direction or they're looking someplace else. It's the next great idea. And it's like, oh, let's do that. Let's do this. And all you're really doing is mixing up your team because they don't really know who to follow, what the next big thing is. So I think having clear goals, keeping to them, being accountable, again, is the key. So for the executive, for the business owner, goals, making sure they're on target, in alignment, and sticking to what you're really great at. Not what you're good at, not what you're okay at, but what you're really great at. And don't get hung up with things that pop up on your radar constantly.
Now, one of the reasons why I was so looking forward to this interview is to tap into your amazing knowledge. And no, really, I've been fortunate to know JG for going on 7 years now. Special thank you to Mayor Labianowski, who got me in touch with JG.
Another superstar.
And yeah, and this has been a great ride. You mentioned two things in here that are intriguing. One was unique ability.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll be happy to know in a couple of weeks we're going to be having Dan Sullivan as a guest, and also Julia Waller.
Two of my favorite mentors.
Yes. So they're going to be on from Strategic Coach. A nice shout out to them. You also mentioned about having the right members on the bus.
Sure.
And you are, let me get the exact title, you are the Chief Financial Strategist at PeerCore Solutions.
That's right.
So when you talk about the right members on the bus, perhaps you can elaborate what PeerCore does and explain. You're right, I mean, you would be one to talk about how important it is to have the right members on the bus and how to land the right members on the bus.
Yeah, so PeerCore was founded many, many years ago by a very dear friend of ours, mm-hmm. Deirdre Koppelman. Mm-hmm. And the company is primarily focused on human capital management. And that is trying to get the best result from the people that you're working with, creating teams, leadership development, coaching, mentoring, talent acquisition, mm-hmm. a plethora of services the company offers. And when I first met Deirdre many, many years ago, I had her consult with us and evaluate my team. You know, do we have the right people in the organizational chart? And one thing I found, you know, my name was in every single box in the org chart, which I knew was not the right thing. You know, my skill set is business development, is helping clients understand where they are and being creative with solutions to really help them. And Deirdre got me quickly out of things that I was making a mess of, where there were other people that had amazing skills to do that, but I was getting in the I was going to the back of the kitchen being the cook when I'm the front man. You know, I should be out front. So, you know, PEAR really focuses through the use of behavioral analytics tools such as Colby and Myers-Briggs and a variety of other proprietary tools that we've created in really helping a business owner or an entrepreneur find the right people to put in the right seats on the bus. And that way, they get the best result. And it really, you know, it stacks the deck. It provides them with the highest probability of success. Mm-hmm. You know, a bad hire, boy, that just eats you alive. It takes so much time to get them off the bus. And we as business owners, mm-hmm. we're always the last ones to know that we hired the wrong people or the wrong person. Right, so, you know, it's very focused on people development, optimizing and maximizing people's strengths.
What is their website if someone wants to get in touch with them?
www.pearcoresolutions.com. And I think nowadays, P-E-A-R. I think nowadays you don't even have to put the www.
Right, yeah, just go straight.
Pearcoresolutions.com.
Thank you. Moving along, financial plans. We touched on it.
Sure.
I mean, at the end of the day, is it something, I mean, you were very passionate about how important it is, and I hear it. How many people actually have it? Is it just, am I putting you on the spot? No. Am I embarrassing society?
Yes. Hardly anybody puts these
things out. I'm going to skip that question.
But Americans in general spend more time planning their vacations, where they're going to go, how they're going to get there, which is the best airline. They go to TripAdvisor to look at all the hotel rooms.
Right.
But meanwhile, when it comes to handling their own finances, they hardly spend any time on it, you know? And I just shake my head and I marvel because, you know, we're only here for a short period of time. And you know what? You want to maximize everything
Absolutely.
That you can do.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Well, we're joined here by Jonathan Gassman. I don't know which title to pick because he's got a lot. He wears a lot of hats, including the very funny one he came with today. But really special treat to have someone of his knowledge and his acumen and business background, et cetera, with us on Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. Could you walk us through the process of creating a financial plan?
Yeah. So as I like to tell people, you know, keep it really simple. It's always the simple that produces the marvelous. I forget who I stole the quote from, but it's all about, what was it that we grew up with? KISS. Keep it simple,
right.
Stupid. You know,
right.
It has to be very simple. So everybody's got a current plan, as I like to say. You have a current plan. I have a current plan. And for the most part, people, when I meet them, no matter how organized they are, they all have a financial junk drawer. And picture in the kitchen. Right? Picture in the kitchen.
Sure.
There's that one drawer.
Yeah, where everything's
open
in
it
there,
up,
from bobby pins
gosh,
to
yeah.
rubber bands to batteries.
And you got batteries that don't work. You got pencils with broken tips. They're missing the erasers. You
That's
got the mail
old cell phones.
And what we do is, the simple part of this is, you take it out, you empty out the drawer, and you dump it all out, and you figure out what you have, and you organize it into various components. You know, do I have life insurance? Do I have auto insurance? Do I have an umbrella policy? Great. What are my company's benefits? Do I have medical insurance, long-term care, long-term disability? Do I have a will? And that's the first place. Do I have bank accounts, savings accounts? Are they in my name? Are they in my spouse's name? Do I have 401k? Do I have 529 plans? Do I have a house? Do I have a mortgage? And you organize everything into a very neat package. And we have a tool that we use. It's a one-page financial model that we dump everything into. Hmm. We populate it. And then we begin to look at what is it that they have. What is it that they don't have? And how many times we come across somebody that bought something 20 years ago, and meanwhile, they don't need it anymore. Mm. So the plan is real simple. You empty the drawer, you organize it into its various components, you evaluate the x-ray to determine, what do I have? What am I missing? How close am I to my goals? And then you begin to restructure everything that you have. You begin to reorganize it, and you figure out what's working, what's not working. And again, I'd highly recommend you could do it yourself. You know, there are do-it-yourself programs where you could do this, or you hire a financial advisor. And of course, you know, I'm biased, being a CPA by background and a member of the AICPA, I always like to look at somebody that's a PFS credential, mm-hmm. personal financial specialist, because they adhere to a very high standard mm-hmm. in the industry of financial planning, unlike any other financial advisor. So creating a plan doesn't have to be hard. It's really simple. It's just a function of getting yourself to commit to gathering all the stuff and then laying it out and finding the right person to really help lead you down the way and coach you and mentor you and educate you on the difference between products and strategies and seeing what really works best to help you get from point A to point B.
You know, the best compliments I get for doing this show, the Mind Your Business show, is that we ask the questions that are on people's minds, and the answers are given in a way that it's not simplistic, that they're watered down, but rather because many times these are issues that are complex issues, but the fact that they're broken down and packaged and presented in a way that kind of everyone can understand
sure.
is a tremendous help. And you've been, I mean, fantastic. I mean, but if someone's just tuning in now, this will be up, give you usually 2-3 days. By Wednesday, it's on the iTunes store. It's available as podcast. The easiest way to get it is WABCBiz with a Z, bizradio.com, WABCBizradio.com. Because this is one podcast you certainly don't want to miss. And if you're tuning in now, hang on for the next half hour or so, because you're going to pick up quite a bit of information. Let me turn the question now the other way.
Sure.
How comprehensive should the financial plan be?
I think it should be very comprehensive, very deep, very strategic, very tactical. And again, it could be done very simply. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be convoluted. But you really want to make sure you capture everything. And I'll give you a great example. Mm-hmm. I had a very good friend of mine that unfortunately loaned the keys of their car to their au pair. And unfortunately, they ended up, the au pair ran over somebody and they got sued because they didn't have an umbrella policy. I mean, one of the most simplistic things, most simplistic items of insurance to have, and it's a couple of $100 for millions of dollars of coverage. I'm shocked. So, you know, it should be comprehensive. It should be detailed. It should be very deep in terms of what needs to be covered. But there are so many simple things that you want to cover first, what I call the low-hanging fruit, mm-hmm. that you just knock off the checklist, the to-do list, very quickly.
Hmm. Now, moving along, what are some of the ways that people can monitor their progress? Now, again, you touched on this earlier by saying 90 days, and this is perhaps the answer, but just some ways they can monitor their progress and see if they're meeting their financial goals.
So I think you have a couple of options and choices, and it really depends on the listener and, you know, mm-hmm. who you're talking with, because, again, you have to make it work for the individual, right? Mm-hmm. I can't tell you to do this, that, and the other if it really violates the way you do things. Right. So mm-hmm. some people are very visual. Some people need details. Some are big picture. It all depends on who you're working with. And what I find for us, and we get very granular and very detailed, what we do is we have software, proprietary software that we maintain for clients where we have a balance sheet. So I could look month to month, quarter to quarter, day to day.
Wow.
And evaluate how a client's doing. You know, before the collapse of Lehman, I had clients that were worth millions. And then over the weekend on Monday, they were worth zero. And I got to see in advance, you know, what was going on in their balance sheet. So we could communicate very quickly with clients. So I think for the most part, you know, whether you track it by paper, right? Mm-hmm. Here's my goal. Here's what I committed to. Where are my 90 days? You just pull out the piece of paper and you benchmark mm-hmm. where you are versus you put things, you know, online in a spreadsheet, or you use some proprietary software that's out there. And there's plenty of companies that can provide different financial mm-hmm. software for this, for tracking.
Now, Jonathan Gassman, let's face it, all of us, you know, make some financial errors along the way. Any advice on learning from financial mistakes and then moving forward without obsessing with it?
One of my biggest financial mistakes that I've ever made was listening to...
By the way, you know you're on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
One of the biggest financial mistakes was, I won't say who gave me the tip.
Okay.
But I got a hot tip when I had gotten out of graduate school about a stock.
Okay.
And I knew nothing about the company, but this person knew someone who worked at the company that had an in. Lo and behold, we invested in the stock. Quite a substantial amount of money for me, having just graduated, and I didn't have a pot to pee in. So I took a lot of money. I invested in this thing. And, you know, I told this person, I said, you know, when there's bad news or good news, just let me know. Months went by. I didn't really even look at my statements. And then one day I get my statement and I see the thing is worth like a penny a share. Yitzchak, my heart dropped. You know, this was the money I was using to buy my wife's engagement ring. So my heart dropped. I called the individual. I said, what's going on? He says, oh my gosh, Jonathan, you didn't sell? And I said, sell? How come you never told me? And he says, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we got out a long time ago. We heard that they weren't coming out with this drug or whatever, and I lost so much money. So I think one of the mistakes you learn is don't follow the hot tip of the day. Here's a guy who's in the finance business who got caught up in the emotion and the roller coaster ride of, you know, the dot-com era. Mm-hmm. So I think you got to stick with things that you know and, you know, follow the basics. You know, have things like a budget, right? You know, save enough money. Don't overspend. Right. You know, have enough insurance because you never know when you become uninsurable. And, you know, just mind your business, as you would say. Mind your business. The bottom line is mind your business. And we tend to get caught up in things. So I think there are a lot of financial mistakes people make. Overspending, not having adequate insurance to protect themselves. You know, nobody wants to die, but, you know, death is always premature. You never expect it. And I find people are uninsured and they leave their families with nothing. Or they haven't saved enough for college. So I think there are a lot of faux pas out there that people just fall into constantly without even thinking about it.
We're here with Jonathan Gassman, the CEO of Gassman Financial Group, sharing incredible advice, not letting any of our listeners down on what they've come to expect here on Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your services and programs. It has to deliver just the right message, the right way, to make customers excited about what you offer and interested in working with you. Online, you have to be on the money to make the money. So go with the best. Website with Brains. Their experienced team will plan, write, design, and program a winning website that combines simplicity and flexibility with powerful features that will make you the king of content marketers. And they make it so easy. All of their websites are made with an easy, user-friendly interface. Website with Brains will have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Take control of your online marketing today. Call Website with Brains for a free consultation and see how they can improve your online presence. 1-800-WEB-9018. That's 1-800-WEB-9018. Or visit them online at websitewithbrains.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Bill O'Reilly raves, So, What's the Bottom Line? Is an indispensable resource for anyone looking to make a mark in today's world. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back with Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Wait, JG, what's going on? JG's having a great time. We are here with none other than Jonathan Gassman. You've heard his name here on these airwaves many, many times, and for good reason. He was behind, let's see, I'm going to look at the website for this show, WABC Biz Radio. And I'll actually do a quick count of how many guests we've had, how many C-level guests, how many incredible guests, executives we've had that Jonathan has had his imprint on. Well, we have over here Ken Romanzi. He was a former COO of Ocean Spray. You could hear that incredible interview we had with him. Let's see, Jeffrey Hazlett. Oh, what a great interview that was, Jeffrey Hazlett. Steven Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. Yep. David Yale, the president and COO of Just Born. Let's see. There's one. In fact, last week we interviewed, or 2 weeks ago, we had on the CEO, John Hewitt, of Liberty Tax Service. Sure. Jonathan was behind that. Michael Bakurian, the CEO of Mind Solutions. Jonathan had his hand with that. So Jonathan is a mainstay and definitely part of the fabric of Mind Your Business. Thank you, Jonathan.
Well, I thank you again. You've
been fantastic.
So wonderful, yes, to be part of this growing entrepreneurial business that you've created and helping others, really. So.
And wait a second. I believe it's going to be on next week's show, but I don't want to promise the listeners yet because there's a lot of preparation that goes in. But certainly in the month of January, we're going to have Dan Sullivan. He is the CEO of Strategic Coach. And actually, Jonathan introduced me to Strategic Coach. Maybe you could tell me, like, what inspired you to I shouldn't say inspired. How did you find Strategic Coach?
It was right after September 11th. I attended a conference down in Tampa, Florida. And I met this CPA, mm-hmm, who was so out of the box.
You love those types.
Totally. Oh, you nailed it. I love people that are
creative. We're going to ask you a Colby score. Get ready.
Oh, no.
We've asked a few people. Mark Bodner, I've asked him on the air.
Oh, great.
And if you say yours, I'll say mine.
So. I'll definitely tell you. Okay. So I met this CPA who was completely out of the box, and I was chatting with him. I said, wow, this is really amazing what you've been able to create and how you've been able to help your clients. How did you do it? And he was very open, very nonchalant, and he shared with me. He said, listen, if you want to do what I'm doing, he says, you got to join this program called Strategic Coach. Highly recommend it. Dan Sullivan, Bab Smith, the founders of the program, and it's primarily just focused on helping entrepreneurs focus on the unique ability and making a dent in the world with whatever it is that they do, manufacturing, retail, wholesale, professional services. So I looked into it a little bit, and I jumped in, and here I am. However many years later, 14, 15 years later, I'm in it.
You got me to join.
You know me. When I find something that's great, I like to share it with everybody, you know? Spread the word.
A real connector.
Thank you.
Let's go now back to the to some of the questions.
Yeah, let's get to work finally.
Yes. What are some of the different ways that people can save money for their futures, college planning, retirement? Of course, we talked about it many times in the show. I'll address a certain issue from various different angles. So that's why I'm coming a specific way for college planning or for retirement.
Well, I awareness first. What's the goal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, write down the goal, share the goal, mm-hmm. put a timeline on it. What do they call those things? SMART goals. Specific, measurable, actionable, results-driven, time-specific. Create a goal, mm-hmm. one. Two, you know, get started. You know, whatever it is that you're going to do,
jump in.
Start
it. Jump in.
Right. Whether you require doing a lot of research, you know, because you're a high fact find under Colby, or, mm-hmm. you know, whether you're a quick start like myself and you just begin and you do it, get started. And then from there, as I like to say, make it automatic. You know, one of the greatest things are these 401k plans in companies because they're automatic. They're automatically deducting from your paycheck, every single paycheck, a certain amount of money to go into these accounts. And, you know, a lot of people don't even look at it, but years later, they've managed to amass lots of money into these particular investments. So I think to the extent you get started, create the plan, and systematically and automatically just have it run, that's the best way to have a successful investment platform or strategy. And then from there, you begin to tweak it. What do you like to invest in? How much should you put in equities? How much should you put in fixed income? And you could develop it from there. But that's how you get started.
Now, this leads me to my next question.
Sure.
You know, we're, as we mentioned before, and we all know it, we're all human, and we all have biases and gut feelings, etc. Is there any formula for that if someone wants to invest because they happen to love a certain thing? But you know as a professional that they may be heading down the, you know, the wrong path. You know, any advice for that? I'm sure you deal with it.
Yeah, you know, I always get these entrepreneurs, as I'll call them, that are totally gut focused. You know, my gut tells me, my instincts tell me. And I'm like, yeah, let's look at this. Let's evaluate it. You know, before you jump in, let's make sure we understand the pros, make sure we understand the cons. If you get in, how do we unwind it? How do we get out, Yitzchak? So I think for anybody that is very results-driven, focused, entrepreneurial, goes with their gut, they need a partner to some extent who's going to not hold them back, but is going to do all the requisite due diligence for them in helping them make really good choices and make sure they don't get themselves into trouble. Does that make sense?
It certainly does. I mean, I'm not even sure how you can advise. I mean, if you're dealing with someone who's really stuck, I mean.
Yeah, we've had a couple of entrepreneurial clients that have looked at investing in businesses that have nothing to do with what they're doing. They know nothing about the industry. And I'll tell them, let me take it off your plate. Let me run it down for you. Mm-hmm. And I'll come back and I'll report to you what's going to be involved. And the next thing, they'll say, oh, you know what? I forgot that idea. Or you know what? Oh, it's too labor intensive. Oh, it's going to cost me too much money. So they end up protecting themselves by hiring really smart financial advisors or great team members to do this work for them that will enable them and ensure that they don't make really bad mistakes.
Yeah. I know this is a refrain that that the audience of Mind Your Business has heard many times.
Yes.
But it's really true. And that is, to seek the advice of a professional, whether it was John Hewitt a few weeks ago talking
great guy.
And he gave actually some pretty good examples about people that lost a lot on certain tax benefits because they didn't have the proper advice. And we had Bill O'Reilly a number of months ago who talked about the when someone like himself or his firm, which gives which is public relations, and they give advice, it's important to accept the advice, even though, you know, kind of everyone inherently understands it. You know, if you're paying a professional, use their advice. But many times, you know, again, we go back to the human factor.
As I've shared on many occasions with clients and friends like yourself, you know, they're the bulls, they're the bears, and they're the chasers. And if you're really smart, you hire yourself really bright people to surround yourself with, and you take their advice. That's why you're paying them.
Right.
Now, they're going to tell you what's right. They're going to tell you what's wrong. But ultimately, you're the CEO, right? You're the chief executive that has to say yes or no. So it all falls on your hands, but hopefully it's not blood on your hands.
Let's go to, there's a term floating around, active versus passive investing.
Yeah.
Could you? I'm going to leave that question totally open. What does it mean, and what do you have advice on that?
The answer is yes, and the answer is yes.
Okay.
So when it comes to active versus passive, you know, there are different theories on how to make money in the stock market or in any type of market. Passive is pretty much you just leave it alone, and it runs by itself, meaning the markets are efficient, right? And there's no reason for somebody to really interject their own ideas or concepts into what to invest and what not to invest. Mm-hmm. Active management is you're trying to find the best, you know, the golden nugget for the day, mm-hmm. right? You're managing a certain asset class, a certain asset style, and you're really managing on a day-to-day basis what to invest in. And they both work. I mean, there are times where passive investing works. You know, you invest in an index fund and just run with it. You know, there's no need to tinker with it. The market's going to go up. The market's going to go down. Guarantee it. That I can guarantee. It goes up and it goes down. So
you heard it here first.
So if you just leave it, you're okay. But there are others that try to time the market and they think they're going to find, you know, the next great Warren Buffett. So they give them all their money and have it actively managed. And they may not do so well. So I think you really have to, you know, for anybody that's investing, there's opportunity for both types of strategies to work and work together in conjunction to have a successful financial plan and investment strategy.
The voice that you hear is Jonathan Gassman, the CEO of Gassman Financial Group. Jonathan, how could people get in touch with you?
They can call you.
Oh.
And you can give them my number.
I certainly will.
But of course, they could call our offices at 212-221-7067. If you Google my name, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff on there, and you'll get to our website eventually, www.gassmanfg, not for feels good, but short for financialgroup.com.
That's great. Now, by the way, you could connect with me on social media. My Twitter feed is ysaftless, S-A-F-T-L-A-S. Are on LinkedIn. Again, Yitzhak Saftless. Saftless is spelled S-A-F-T-L-A-S. And there's a lot of benefits from doing that. We share a lot of marketing advice along the way. And we, of course, also let our followers know who the upcoming guests are going to be. So
I love your Twitter feed, by the
way.
It's one of my favorites. I read it almost every other day, I would say. I wake up in the morning and the first thing I do is I go to Twitter to see the news from yesterday. I don't check my followers, but I like to read the news. And I read everything online today.
Yeah,
so it's great. So I love your tweets.
Consumed. Thank you. Thank you. Moving along, let's get back to portfolio and managing.
Talkless.
Yes. How important is it for someone to diversify their portfolio?
Well, just think of all those really smart investors that put all their money into Enron. How good did they do? So, you know, the name of the game is diversification. Diversification, you know, wins the game over and over. Are you going to hit grand slams? No. But are you going to lose all your money? Probably not. So, you know, to the extent you could buy a lot of different things, a lot of different asset classes, a lot of different asset styles, the probability is you won't lose your shirt. But again, you look at a lot of companies over the years, whether it's the likes of Enron, Eastern Airlines, I mean, I'm dating myself now, Kodak, our friend Jeff.
Right.
I mean,
Jeff Hazel.
Look how many people didn't see what was coming and they put all their eggs in one company and they've lost. millions of dollars, which could be their retirement savings. Right. It could be their college funds for children or grandchildren, legacy value. And it's truly unfortunate. So diversification, if there's anything you get from this conversation, diversification is number one. It's key to financial success and freedom.
Well, Jonathan, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Do you have any predictions for where the market is heading?
Absolutely. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. It's going to go
you
sideways.
Told us that already.
Yeah. Listen.
I'm trying to put you on the spot here.
Yeah. Listen, I think there are a lot of wonderful opportunities in the market, regardless of whether interest rates go up or interest rates go down. There's a lot of great opportunity to invest today in specific areas that are going to go up. And I'm not going to tell you my secrets today.
Okay.
That's why you hire guys like us.
And we'll also have you back on a show in the future.
Gracias, por favor. So I think the market, you have to realize you're in an election year. There's a lot of challenge. Interest rates going up. People are very concerned about jobs, where things are going. So you have to expect there's going to be some volatility. We've had some great years, and now we'll have some okay years, or they may not be okay. But overall, people are paying less for gas at the pump.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying less for milk in the supermarket.
Right.
There should be more money in your pocket when all is said and done. So that should enable you to save and focus on your goals.
Now, we know in late 2015, the interest rates, finally the Fed came around and started
just
moved it up. Do you have any prediction on the trend, what they're going to do?
Yeah, it's going to go up again.
Quarter two?
Quarter-wise, I'm not sure. I would venture guess they're going to see what happens right after, our election, and then they're going to make some decisions based on that. I think, a big factor here is what happens abroad in Europe, and then you have the issues of ISIS. Anytime there's some major disruption abroad, it has a negative impact or detrimental effect here. And again, when you look at those charts of the market performance over years, I think you could see the upward bias. But in a short period of time, it's up and it's down. There's a lot of volatility. It's a roller coaster. So you have to be able to stomach the ride. And as I said, you just got to wait it out and understand where you are in life and what you can tolerate and be willing to risk to win and lose.
Now, the listeners here of Mind Your Business are finally getting to hear Jonathan Gassman directly after I've spoken so much behind your back for the past few months. How do you, what can I say? I'm a big fan of yours and really enjoy our relationship.
It's mutual admiration, my friend.
Thank you. What's your secret sauce for waking up every day and just, jumping? You probably have a hole in the ceiling the way you jump out of bed. You're always on fire. What's the secret? What's the secret sauce?
Doing what you love to do. Doing what you love to do, doing it every day with the people you love and care about, and having an impact. I feel badly for people that hate their jobs. I'm very blessed. I'm very fortunate. I love what I do. I get to speak to people like yourself, entrepreneurs, executives at companies, and really help them make smart choices. And it could be regarding financial issues. It could be, coaching kids. It could be providing advice, counsel, and perspective.
Right.
It's all a function of, I know I have this unique ability, a skill set that people need. Not everybody needs it. Not everybody's for me, and not everybody wants it. And I get it. And, some will, some won't.
Right.
So what next? My secret formula. And you just have to find the right people to hang around with and really be able to help.
Now, you just touched on, you now opened it up. We're going to get to the SW3N.
Correct.
There we go. Okay. You spoke at a conference a number of years ago, a conference hosted by Bottom Line Marketing Group.
Yeah, for fundraising, right?
And that's correct.
Yeah.
And you had everyone spell you right up there on the big chalkboard.
Yeah.
You took out that big marker, SW3N.
Over N.
And
then
you started, okay, everyone in the room, what am I talking about? What does that mean? Everyone's scratching their head like,
sure.
Okay. Now, some people went to their phones trying to get, maybe Google has an answer on this. And then, I love the way you did it. Okay. Everyone give up. You ready? Okay. And then some will, some won't. So what? Next.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone just like, it made such a
profound impression, impact.
Profound impact. There's a person, Rabbi Pesach Kron, he wrote an article in a book
yes,
about
I remember.
It. He spoke about it probably at like 100 lectures by now. He's been talking about it because of its impact.
Yes.
I mean, it's anyone that heard it, it's you can't deny it, but maybe explain it.
I was very fortunate to have met a fellow by the name of Ralph Accardo from AccuData Payroll. Mm-hmm. And all I remember from the meeting was him sharing that with me. So, by the way, this is not my own line. So you learn that immediately, is that I copy and steal everything, case. And he shared that with me. And, you know, in those days, I was helping a lot of nonprofit organizations try to raise money. And the biggest challenge that the fundraisers found was getting in touch with donors. And once they got in touch with them, you know, people were saying no. And they would take that personally. And I would say, yeah, so what? Doesn't matter. Move on to the next one. You realize, you know, as the Bible says, you may not be my Bezalel, you know, the person who's going to help me build the tabernacle.
Right,
so you look for the next one, the one that's going to say yes. So how quickly we like the no so we could find the yes. So what came out of that was this whole notion of, yeah, live your life. Some will. Right? Some are going to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Some won't. And it's okay.
Right.
So what? Next. Go on to the next one, because there are people out there that want your help. They want Bottom Line Marketing to help create a brand, create an image. There are people that want to donate to your cause, because it has many. You have to go find them. There are people that want to work with us. We just have to find the people that it's the right fit for.
It's a
and that's
line.
What it is.
Yeah.
Can't take it personally.
S-W-3-N.
Correct.
Some will, some won't.
So what?
So what? Next.
Next.
We're here with Jonathan Gassman, the CEO of Gassman Financial Group. We're going to take a short commercial break and then back towards go downfield to the end of the show. Stay tuned.
Woo-hoo.
Best Payroll delivers the affordable payroll solutions you need so that you could focus on your business. Today's payroll laws are complicated and constantly changing. Why should you have to worry about keeping yourself up to date with these details when you can rely on Best Payroll's fully bonded tax service to take care of it for you? Best Payroll has been managing the payroll needs of small to mid-sized companies across the country since 1989. Their experienced and dedicated professionals are committed to providing you with cost-effective payroll management solutions. Why spend your time, money, and effort handling your business's payroll when you could rely on Best Payroll to get the job done right at a price you can't beat? To learn more what Best Payroll can do for your company, dial 347-729-2355. That's 347-729-2355. Or visit bestpayroll.net. That's bestpayroll.net. Best Payroll, the experienced payroll professionals.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your services and programs. It has to deliver just the right message, the right way, to make customers excited about what you offer and interested in working with you. Online, you have to be on the money to make the money. So go with the best. Website with Brains. Their experienced team will plan, write, design, and program a winning website that combines simplicity and flexibility with powerful features that will make you the king of content marketers. And they make it so easy. All of their websites are made with an easy, user-friendly interface. Website with Brains will have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Take control of your online marketing today. Call Website with Brains for a free consultation and see how they can improve your online presence. 1-800-WEB-9018. That's 1-800-WEB-9018. Or visit them online at websitewithbrains.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
And we're back with Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis here on 77 WABC. We're here with the one and only Jonathan Gassman, CEO of Gassman Financial Group. The past roughly hour, 45 minutes to an hour, Jonathan has shared some incredible advice, counsel, and perspective. If you missed it, you can go to WABCBizRadio.com sometime, usually by Tuesday following the show. And the entire podcast is up. It's free. It's on iTunes. This is really among the shows that you don't want to miss, and certainly this one you do not want to miss. once we knew we were meeting with Jonathan, I was like, okay, you know, there's a lot of planning, there's scripting, but it's like, if we're going to be with Jonathan, we have to leave some time just to schmooze. The man is a great schmoozer. Of course, he's a professional. He gets things done. Don't worry about that. But with someone like Jonathan Gaston, we had to leave some time just to schmooze. What's on your mind? Anything you want to talk about? We have around 5.5 minutes left. The floor is yours, JG.
Floor is mine. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, you know, one second. You've never been speechless. I mean, come on. I've never seen you speechless. So even though we're on the air now, I know you're not going to let the listeners down.
That's right. So I have some real tangible questions that I always wanted to know about, and they're about you, actually.
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot here?
Yes, I'm going to put you on the spot. So, you know, we're very fortunate. Met you through Mayor Label a long time ago.
Yes.
But you never really shared your story of how you got involved in creating, developing, and growing Bottom Line Marketing Group.
Well,
so I'm interviewing you.
You're
now
putting me on the spot here.
Yes.
Well, it was some doodling in class when I was in elementary school.
Yes.
Now, one second, we're on.
How many schools did you serve time in?
Yeah, we're on.
How many schools did you serve time in, Yitzchak?
A couple. Yeah. You know, I don't want to say on the air.
Yeah, it's okay. I went to 2 elementary schools, 4 high schools, and 8 summer camps. I served time everywhere.
Pesach, I knew this was going to be great. This
so how many did you serve time in? Come on, tell
one,
the truth.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
3. Not bad.
Yeah.
Better than you.
Yes, way better. But you've really...
he's going to turn, he's going to pull the mic out.
That's okay. But you've really managed, Yitzchak, to really create an amazing company and really shift from working in just a non-for-profit area into, you know, other areas of business. So how did you really come up with the idea of Bottom Line Marketing?
Well, first of all, thank you. Real training I got was when I went to FIT, Fashion Institute of Technology, actually a couple blocks from here.
Yep.
On 27th and 7th. And there I got some real real perspective on the world out there and how to, you know, the thought process that goes into creating an ad, creating a campaign. It's not just, you know, sitting down today. And when I learned it was in the late 80s, which was before the computer, before, this is when Apple was just starting to come out. The only computer we had was when we played, I think, Pac-Man or Atari. We had Ataris in those days.
Yep.
That was about it. So we learned with Rubolith and X-Acto blades and the Bindfang sketch pads.
Yep.
And then I had an offer to work at Art Scroll. It's a major publishing company.
Sure.
I grabbed that. That's when I got the you know, the real know-how of how, you know, to deal with deadlines, to deal with production, to deal with creation and putting it all together. And then in 92 we started Bottom Line. This is so it's been a ride. It's been now 23, 24 years.
Yeah, it's an amazing ride. And
Thank you
have managed to do everything in the operation yourself.
Yes.
But you've also been educated on the importance of learning how to delegate and focusing on what you're really great at. So what are the top 2 things that you're really unique at?
It's a great point because you talked earlier in the show about unique ability.
Yeah.
Certainly interacting with people, meeting with people. I just enjoy life, enjoy people. So that's number 1. And number 2 is being part of the creative process. That's just, I love it. It drives me. Of course, we're blessed with a great team. Pesach Trapper is on the front lines. But overall, the entire team at Bottom Line are great and unique in their own ways. And it's interesting you point this out. I had everyone tested with Colby testing.
Sure.
And therefore, we know everyone's unique strengths.
Yes.
And everyone works within those. So therefore, everyone is happy and passionate. But coming back to mine, I love the developing the creative. So with every client that we have, I still, you know, get my hands in to understanding what they're really all about and what their goals are and putting them together in a creative way. So I you know, even though I'm running the company, but I have my hand in every project that's on the docket because it's just, I love it. It's my unique ability.
Definitely. So when you went through that process, that transformation of growing your business, understanding what really makes you great, what makes you passionate, what you love doing, what you also don't like doing, and what you're really not good at, and you put your entire team through that, what were some of the epiphanies, or as you would say, the he'oras that you had going through that?
There's no question the Colby testing, I would say, even though I'm not directly answering your question, but I'm taking a step back, the Colby testing provided that perspective. That was an epiphany. That was a moment that I just like, wow, we could a test that costs $50 and you could know how God hardwired the person.
Sure.
It's like, wow, and you don't have to draw blood either.
Yeah, there's nothing like, that really is out there that tests instincts.
That's
gut
that.
Instincts. How are you going to react? And they use the Kolbe assessment mm-hmm. in, you know, the NFL and Major League Baseball and other things that
really
I think are just really help you create your teams. And that's why I was asking, because we're both on the same side trying to really help people.
Right.
Whether it's in marketing, whether it's in finance.
Financial.
And it's all about understanding people, how they're hardwired, what makes them unique, how they think, how they operate. And once you have that, you have the secret sauce.
That's true.
And how to get results.
Jonathan, we have around 30 seconds left. How can people get in touch with your firm, with Gassman Financial Group?
Well, they could call me at 212-221-7067. They could Google my name, Jonathan Gassman.
And what's the web address?
www.gassmanfg.com. They could go to my Twitter handle at John Gassman. Find me there. I'm always on it. And those are probably the best ways to find me.
Jonathan, I can't thank you enough for joining
thank
us.
Thank you
so much. That was Jonathan Gassman here on Mind Your Business. Stay tuned for Red Eye and tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.